Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
On a Tuesday, not too bad out there, overcast clouds and 25 degrees in metropolitan Detroit, southeastern Michigan. We'll have the complete weather forecast in just a few minutes. This is a feast day of the great doctor of the church, St. Thomas Aquinas. And there's so many amazing places in Italy, as I mentioned in my book, Italy Shrines and Wonders, that you can visit in honor of this great saint and teacher of the faith. One of my favorites is the beautiful walled mountaintop town of Orvieto, which houses a Eucharistic miracle. And when you go into the chapel of the Eucharistic miracle, you see all these different images. On the one side, you see all the different challenges faced by the Christian faith back in the day, beautifully illustrated in frescoes. On the other side, not only do you see the story in frescoes of the Eucharistic miracles in Orvieto, but you always see St. Thomas Aquinas there presenting the Pope at the time of the Eucharistic miracle with documents, writings about the Eucharist. So it's a very special place, Orvieto. It is in Umbria, the central region of Italy. St. Thomas of Aquinas, you've given us so much in the faith. Pray for us. Coming up today for our 2 cent segment at about 8:15 or so after the news, and there's a ton of news this morning, never a dull moment in our times today. We are going to give you 5 reasons why you, if you're in a married couple, should be attending World Marriage Day, which is coming up February 16th, and our keynotes will be Debbie and Peter Herbeck, our very own Debbie and Peter Herbeck from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and of course Renewal Ministries. They've written a beautiful book about marriage, and they'll be giving a great talk, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll give you 5 reasons why you need to go to worldmarriageday.org and sign up for this beautiful annual dinner that's been going on for more than 2 decades. And Deacon Dom and I are the proud MCs, and we love it. It's a lot of fun, good, clean fun, but 5 reasons. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinque. 5 reasons to go to World Marriage Day, and run to your computers for worldmarriageday.org. And then we will hear from our friend Dave Vacherez of Annunciation Radio and his word of the day. And then before we wrap up the first hour of Catholic Connection, we'll be chatting with Deanna Cortese from the Archdiocese of Detroit, their outreach director for Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services. In the second hour of the program, I'll be meeting up again with an amazing young woman, Erica Steinmiller Perdomo. And she was with me at the March for Life on Friday. She's with the Alliance Defending Freedom. She told the most amazing story. I'm going to have her repeat that story before she gets into the details of the legal aspects that are going on and all the good news, as you heard in that beautiful report we just had at the top of the hour that Andrew played, about already all the great things that are happening with the Trump administration and pro-life. So there's good news there. And then, of course, we will move on and do an interview with, listen to this, 2 segments with the one, the only, Father Michael Schmitz. He is going to be joining us for the Grand Hotel Getaway. We will have details on a very special discount that is still available, but this is filling up. And you know if Father Michael Schmitz is going to be there, you know lots of people are going to be more than just fudgies, as we call them, on Mackinac Island, and will be making their way to Mackinac this summer in early August. It is such a beautiful event, and there's so much beautiful tradition associated with this. We'll talk about that with Father Mike Schmitz. Coming up, of course, at 9:28 with Bulldog Catholic. He heads up the ministry for the young people at the University of Duluth, and he also is a prominent evangelist in the Catholic Church and does quite a few events in the secular arena, especially appearing on news segments. He actually was recently interviewed on Fox News Sunday about some of the fires in Los Angeles and the Catholics showing great faith. So that is our program for today. 2 cents, Dave's word of the day. We'll check in with the AOD, and then we'll talk with ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, and then wrapping up with the one, the only, Father Michael Schmitz. All right, what in the world's going on with the weather? Well, not too much. It's not bad. As I mentioned, we have cloudy skies right now, and we also have 34 degrees for our high today. It's 25. So pretty comfortable. If the wind kicks up, though, it's going to feel much colder, because even though we had highs in the low 30s yesterday, I don't know about you, but it felt super cold yesterday, which was most likely the wind chill. Tomorrow, dropping down to 22 and some light snow showers. But if you don't like the weather, hang around, because on Thursday it shoots all the way up to 41 degrees, partly cloudy skies. For the weekend, we're looking at partly cloudy on Friday, a high of 31, cold again on Saturday, 22 and cloudy. And then Sunday, 34 and some snow showers. So nothing major, just your typical winter weather here in the Midwest. Nationally, there's a threat of heavy snow and gusty winds continuing for portions of the Great Lakes, and that's somewhat north of us in southeastern Michigan. It's also going to affect the northern Mid-Atlantic and New England through tomorrow. There's also the potential for snow squalls. It may produce dangerous travel. A storm system expected to produce severe storms over the southern plains tomorrow and Thursday will move in, and then heavy rain may produce flash and river flooding. It is a Tuesday morning, the feast of the great St. Thomas Aquinas, Doctor of the Church. We're so happy you're with us here on Catholic Connection. 25 degrees in southeastern Michigan, 8:08. Let's get started with the news. Donald Trump's Department of Justice ending the weaponization, as they call it, of a federal law that led to the imprisonment of pro-life activists. This is according, as Catholic News Agency tells us in a report this morning, to a recent DOJ directive released on Friday. The Justice Department will limit its enforcement of the FACE Act, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances measure, except in extraordinary circumstances such as cases involving death, injury, or serious property damage. This according to a January 24th memorandum by the Chief of Staff to the Attorney General. While the FACE Act protects both abortion clinics and life-affirming pregnancy resource centers, the measure under the Biden administration, as Catholic News Agency tells us, was used to prosecute a disproportionate number of pro-lifers for nonviolent offenses. The memo, by the way, going out Friday as tens of thousands of pro-lifers gathered in our nation's capital for the annual March for Life. And on Thursday, the president also issuing pardons for 23 pro-life activists who were put behind bars under the FACE Act, including several elderly people and a young mother. Lisa Taylor tells us, meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he feels as if the U.S. is entering a new era of government.
The Louisiana congressman spoke ahead of President Trump meeting with House GOP members in Doral, Florida.
When the president says he wants to make the government more efficient and effective, and we say we want to limit the size and scope of government, it means that everything is on the table for reevaluation.
He added that he expects the U.S. to handle negotiations with countries on deportation flights the same way it did with Colombia over the weekend. It comes as House Republican leaders have signaled they will attempt to put Trump's legislative agenda into one bill that would include measures on energy and the border.
There are reports that members of a Mexican cartel fired at Border Patrol agents, meanwhile, as illegal immigrants tried to cross the Rio Grande River. This according to law enforcement sources in Texas, where agents came under fire yesterday as a group guided the migrants toward the U.S. side near Fronton, Texas. The Border Patrol agents returned fire and the migrants returned to the Mexican side. There are no reports of injuries to anyone involved. The Trump administration is showcasing what it's calling the worst criminals taken into custody as part of their immigration developments. A White House X thread reads that under President Trump's leadership, ICE agents are working tirelessly to promote our communities. ICE reporting more than 950 people arrested nationwide just yesterday alone. And Scott Pringle tells us on the East Coast, residents of the Bronx and officials there are not exactly happy about an illegal immigrant shelter that is set up to open in their area.
Well, Bronx residents turned out to a community board meeting Monday night to complain about the shelter set to open by the end of February. This will be at a warehouse on Bruckner Boulevard in Mott Haven, and it'll have the capacity to hold up to 2,200 migrant men.
I am concerned for the community at large, the schools, the churches, the seniors. I mean, we have to lock ourselves up by 4 o'clock. It's not fair that we get this shelter.
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson expressed her displeasure that residents were left in the dark about this plan until after it was finalized.
Nearly 30 people suspected of trying to cross the border through the ocean into San Diego had to be rescued over the weekend. San Diego State Senator Brian Jones says it shows the need for greater security.
I think it's about time that the federal government has done its job in securing the border. What the previous administration was doing on the border was not compassionate. Allowing people to come over and be trafficked, put in harm's way. We saw the boat capsizing. That's not compassionate to allow people to come in that way.
Lifeguards rescuing the victims near Ocean Beach. The Coast Guard says there have been more than a dozen smuggling attempts near San Diego in just the last 2 weeks. In other news this morning, survivors and family members are commemorating the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. This happened yesterday. That's the concentration camps in Poland.
I stood and watched helplessly as little girls from the nearby barrack were marched away crying and shivering to the gas chamber.
That survivor, Tova Friedman, speaking at yesterday's ceremony. Auschwitz-Birkenau was a site of unimaginable Nazi atrocities, the murder of a million Jews during the Holocaust and 100,000 other victims. 50 survivors are among those who attended the ceremony 10 years ago. 300 survivors were in attendance. Vice President J.D. Vance says that federal money to help hurricane recovery efforts in southwest Virginia will be arriving soon. Vance joined Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin in Damascus yesterday talking with local leaders about their needs 4 months after flooding caused extensive damage in the area. He blamed a delay in federal funding on the Biden administration and said millions in disaster relief would be arising as soon as physically possible. Youngkin also criticizing the delay in recovery funding, saying Virginians don't need to wait another day. The death toll from the devastating wildfires around Los Angeles now at 29. Another death reported by the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office yesterday, the result of the Palisades fire. That fire erupted January 7th, destroying more than 23,000 acres and thousands of structures. Daniel Martindale tells us, meanwhile, satellite images of an undeveloped lot in Lincoln Heights are now going viral.
The word help is spelled out in large letters about a dozen times. LAPD, FBI, and the Spanish words for trafficking, federal, and terrorism can also be seen. The LAPD says it responded to a call about unknown trouble in the area on Sunday morning and did not find anything nefarious going on. The LAPD also says the satellite images were taken in 2023, but a news helicopter flew over the area on Monday afternoon and found the words are still there. The land is owned by the Union Pacific Railroad. Union Pacific says a man has been trespassing on the company's property and other commercial lots to create misleading messages.
A tuberculosis outbreak in the Kansas City area, now the largest documented outbreak in the country's history, that according to state officials. There are currently nearly 70 people being treated for TB on the Kansas side of Kansas City. Nearly 80 latent cases have also been confirmed. Perry Williams tells us, out of Chicago, the former mayor there, Lori Lightfoot, is unveiling her findings of an investigation into the spending of South Suburban Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard.
Lightfoot discussed the results of her more than nine-month-long probe last night in a room packed with residents.
There was a concerted, systematic effort on behalf of Mayor Henyard and others in her administration to hide the true financial condition of the village of Dalton from the trustees and from members of the public.
The investigation uncovered extremely high levels of spending in 2023 on village credit cards, including more than $43,000 in Amazon purchases in a single day.
Scott Bessent is the next U.S. Treasury Secretary.
The yeas are 68, the nays are 29. The confirmation is confirmed.
The Senate voting yesterday to approve the ex-hedge fund manager. The 62-year-old will oversee the IRS and influence the nation's fiscal policy. The opening bell ringing this morning following a day that saw a massive tech sell-off resulting in a mostly lower close on Wall Street. Investors today will be keeping an eye out for a handful of big-name earning reports, including from Boeing, Starbucks, GM, JetBlue, and Lockheed Martin as well. A New York State trooper forced to resign last week is now facing criminal charges for staging his own shooting. Thomas Macia turned himself into police yesterday after falsely claiming he had been shot in the leg last year by a stranded driver on the Southern State Parkway, setting off a multi-state manhunt.
The shooter that we were all looking for only existed in Macia's head.
That's District Attorney Ann Donnelly telling reporters a five-year veteran shot himself with a .22 caliber rifle to get sympathy and attention. She also said he failed his oath as an officer. The 27-year-old former trooper is pleading not guilty to false reporting a crime, tampering with evidence, and official misconduct. He's being held right now without bail. The USGS says a rare earthquake hit the Upper East Coast yesterday, the magnitude 3.8 quake happening just after 10:30 Eastern time yesterday morning, about 8 miles from York Harbor, Maine, which is around 65 miles north of Boston. The earthquake was also felt in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. CNN anchor Jim Acosta reportedly leaving the network after he was officially pulled from its programming schedule. Fox News reports that Acosta was expected to leave CNN after it was announced last week that his 10 a.m. Eastern Time program was being replaced with the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer and Pamela Brown in the network's latest reshuffling. Acosta became widely known as CNN's chief White House correspondent for his strongly antagonistic relationship with President Donald Trump and his aides during the first Trump administration. After the 2020 election, Acosta's status at CNN was shifted to chief domestic correspondent, anchoring a new show on the weekends, but eventually moving his way to weekday programming. Well, CNN's past leadership encouraged his constant sparring matches with the first administration, Trump administration. The network's current leadership appears to be trying to appear more neutral and balanced for the second go-around. Brian Shook tells us if you're looking to retire, you might want to head south to the Sunshine State.
That's according to a new study by WalletHub. The Sunshine State was ranked number one for retirement nationwide due to its low taxes for retirees and the funding it receives for seniors from the Older Americans Act, which funds transportation and nutrition programs for older residents. Some of the other best states to retire include Minnesota, Colorado, and Wyoming, while Kentucky was named the worst.
A group of Louisiana lawmakers asking the NFL to make sure the Super Bowl halftime show is family-friendly. The letter expressing concern about past halftime shows with lewd lyrics, suggestive dances, and wardrobe failures. Grammy Award winner Kendrick Lamar is set to be the headliner. And Rory O'Neill wraps up the news for us this morning regarding an update to the Google Maps regarding reflecting new names being given to some major geographic landmarks.
The Gulf of Mexico will be changed to Gulf of America, and Alaska's Denali will be renamed Mount McKinley. The name changes were announced by President Trump during his inaugural address. In posts on X, Google says it will follow the government's lead by changing the names on its Maps app. Also on X, Google said they have a long-standing practice of applying name changes when they've been updated in official government sources.
25 degrees, overcast right now in southeastern Michigan. Hope you're having a great day. It's almost 8:20 when we come back. We have World Marriage Day coming up for the Archdiocese of Detroit. It is a great event. Happens every year. Last year we were sold out. I think they're almost at 300 right now, but there's still some room. We're going to be at Penas of Sterling. It's a new place, beautiful location in the suburb of Macomb County on the east side. We're nice over in these parts. We have five reasons why you need to attend World Marriage Day, not just this year, but every year. The website, worldmarriageday.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ed Bahura, and at Sylvan Learning Centers, we know how hard you work to provide children with the education they deserve. As a leading provider of supplemental K-12 education, we partner with schools, supporting students during the school day or after school. Our proven programs are designed to elevate student success and improve school ratings with measurable results. Join the many schools already benefiting from Sylvan Learning Institutional Tutoring. Call 1-800-EDUCATE.
Hello, Rachel Herbeck here with Renal Ministries, and I'm so excited to introduce to you a new show that I'll be hosting called Burning Hearts. We're going to together daily dive into what the Holy Spirit is inspiring us with from the Word of God, really what's burning on our hearts. It's really simple. We're just going to be coming together every day to talk about what is God saying and what are we doing about it.
Burning Hearts with Rachel Herbeck, weekdays at 6:45 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
Ever thought you'd make a bundle by trading in or selling your used vehicle only to find out it's worth a dinner for two? Well, it's much more valuable to donate your vehicle to Ave Maria Radio. Thousands of Americans donate their vehicle each year. The donation to Ave Maria is easy, tax-deductible, and supports our efforts to evangelize. A year from now, will you remember that dinner or your gracious and selfless donation? Go to AveMariaRadio.net to find out more. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
This week on Christ is the Answer, Father John wants to talk about faith. What is faith? Is it a 2 plus 2 intellectual rationalization, or is it a trust of things not fully understood? Father John instead gives this definition. Faith is God's work in me, to which I respond. Join us this week as Father John enlightens us with the definition of faith, and don't forget to stay with us later in the week as Jesus shows us how to pray. Tune in for Christ is the Answer, Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
Is all I've ever really wanted. Help you see the blessing that you are. Watch you grow in every day in beauty, love, and every way. To walk with you along this endless journey, to take your hand and offer my hand too. give you some direction to walk in faith the way you choose. To live in love is all I'm really wanting. For love is more than just feelings from the heart. Love still gives, even when we won't receive it. And love still lives when we live in love.
Welcome back, 8:23 on a busy Tuesday morning. Okay, folks, here's the deal. If you're married, we all need mini retreats. We all need to get away. We all need to focus on God together as a married couple. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. WorldMarriageDay.org is a website, and every year Deacon Dom and I are here at this wonderful event because we are so grateful to God for healing our marriage and saving our lives and turning it upside down, inside out, in such an amazingly blessed way. And so we like to give back. And so we attend this dinner, but we also MC it every year for the folks at World Marriage Day because we're big supporters of these beautiful different marriage ministries that World Marriage Day helps represent, including Marriage Encounter, of course, Engaged Encounter, Retrovi, and many other really solid, powerful ministries that make a huge difference in the life of married couples and engaged couples, right? And in marriage in general, which has a huge impact on the world. So, World Marriage Day, February 16th, you still have time to register. Our own Peter and Debbie Herbeck are going to be speaking, talking about, as I mentioned last week, lessons from the School of Love. You're also going to hear from a wonderful priest, Father Julius Milton, a Franciscan Capuchin friar and program director of the Capuchin Retreat Center in Washington Township. He came to the U.S. from India in 2017 for theological studies and ordained as a priest in 2022. He loves St. Francis and the Capuchin life, and he loves preaching and teaching to married couples. So here have some comments as well. He's really just a wonderful young priest. This is so great. I love this day. And also, someone who comes back every year and has been doing this probably, I think, for as long as me and Deacon Dom have, is my dear friend Rennie Kaufman and his beautiful daughter Esther, who sings, both of them sing like angels. They play great music. They play romantic music. They play disco. They play the polkas, and it gets you out there on the dance floor. Well, at least it does me. Okay? That's another reason. If you have a spouse that likes to dance, you don't like to dance, just do what Dom does and set me loose on the dance floor, and I'm happy for another couple of months. All right. So, five reasons why you need to go to worldmarriageday.org and register for this beautiful dinner dance and mini retreat. Number one, it's affordable. It's only around $100 per couple. Extremely affordable when you have an open bar, a full dinner, great Italian food at Penna's of Sterling. You get great entertainment. You get great talk by Debbie and Peter Herbeck, internationally known ministers of the faith. And you hear from a dynamic young priest, Father Julius Milton. And you're there to support marriage and marriage ministries. Okay? So that's number one, it's affordable. Where are you going to go out on Valentine's Day for that kind of a price? Not $100 per person, which is probably what you'd spend or more, especially Valentine's Day or weekend because they hike up the prices very, very high, right? Great dinner, great entertainment, and a great speaker. It's affordable. It's fun and faith-filled. It is a great way to have a joyous afternoon, early evening, and to be really encouraged in your faith and reminded of the beauty of marriage between one man and one woman. So number one, it's affordable. Number two, it's fun and faith-filled. Number three, and I don't know if you thought about this or not, but this hit me this morning when I was praying about this and coming up with this list. It sets an example for your children and grandchildren, nieces, nephews, or family. It shows that you are putting your marriage, God, and each other first. Our relationship first and foremost is the triangle, right, with God at the top and the married couple, a husband and the wife at either corner, and the closer they move up to God, the closer they are to each other. So you're setting an example by telling people you're going to this wonderful, beautiful, faith-filled date night because you're saying, my marriage matters, and I want to go somewhere where my marriage between one man and one woman as God ordained it is supported, celebrated, encouraged, etc., etc., etc. And this sets an example for your kids, your grandkids, your entire family that you put your marriage in God first. Number four, you need a date night. Let's be honest. All of us are so busy. And we always say, okay, we're going to do something this weekend, or maybe we'll go out in the middle of the week. This is date night extraordinaire. Again, you're going to be with like-minded couples. There'll be great, great, great food, right? Not that I'm biased about Italian food, but Penis is a really, really good restaurant and banquet center. You're going to hear inspiring speakers that are coming from a place of experience in their marriage. And they're going to be talking about their recent book, Lessons from the School of Love, Creating a Christ-Centered Marriage. They're funny, they're down to earth, and they're there to support you and to support marriage. What a great date night. I mean, how easy is that? You don't have to think about what to do, where are we going to go, what restaurant, how much is it going to cost. Everything is there for you. It's a great package, a great date night. And last but not least, it is a mini marriage retreat. It's very interesting. Marriage is one of the sacraments of service, okay, along with holy orders, the diaconate, the priesthood, the religious life. My husband is a deacon, has to go to retreats every year. It's required. It's kind of like, you know, when you have an engineer or a doctor or a nurse and they have to keep up their medical license. But this is in a spiritual way, okay? They're required to go away for retreats every single year while they're still serving. And considering that the sacrament of marriage in the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith is a sacrament of service, it should be required. We should have to sign something that we are going to focus, not just once, but several times a year on each other and God. And so this is a great way to do that. It's a mini marriage retreat that will give you a true shot in the arm, time together with other like-minded people. And you know what you could do? Why not go to Mass together in the morning, make sure the kiddies are taken care of, maybe go before you get there or on the way home, because it ends, you know, pretty early. It starts at 3 p.m., dinner at 3, doors open at 2:30. It's over by 6:30. That's still relatively early. Maybe you could stop at a local restaurant or have a little nightcap or a cup of coffee or another dessert and just kind of reflect on the day. Make it a whole day. Why not? I mean, if you can't do that for your marriage, you really need to think twice about how you're living your life. I'm being very honest. I'm not being critical. I'm speaking from experience, okay? Deacon Dom and I, as you know in our testimony, came close to divorce because we put everything else first, especially our careers, and we almost lost everything. And boy, can it happen quickly. Before you know it, it could be marriage on the rocks. This is so affordable. It's so much fun. It's so easy to attend. And it's a great way to encourage each other, encourage others around you. WorldMarriageDay.org, February 16th, Penas of Sterling. There'll be dancing. There will be a beautiful dinner. There'll be a great talk. And you're just going to have, trust me, a heck of a lot of fun. All right, let's revisit our five reasons for attending World Marriage Day. It's affordable. It's fun and faith-filled. It sets an example for your children. Number four, we all need a date night. And number five, it's a mini marriage retreat. We hope to see you there, God willing, February 16th. Tickets are going fast, so please sign up. Don't wait, because last year it happened again. We filled up, and people were saying, oh, I really wanted to go. We've been talking about it, actually, since Thanksgiving. So now's your chance. WorldMarriageDay.org. Surprise your loved one on Valentine's Day, which is Friday the 14th this year, with a beautiful card. Now, guys, I'm not saying don't get the roses or candy. I'm not saying that. Don't misunderstand me. The flowers are always wonderful. But when you give that card, print out the flyer from WorldMarriageDay.org after you rush to your computer right now and register and say, Happy Valentine's. You come first. Well, God comes first. But I put our marriage at the top of the list. WorldMarriageDay.org. All right, it's 8:32, time for more inspiration, this time from our friend Dave Vacherez of Annunciation Radio in his Word of the Day. The word for today, will. Take a listen.
And our word for today on this memorial of St. Thomas Aquinas on this Tuesday, January the 28th, our word for today is will. Will is our word for today, taken from our gospel reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." And people say, "Wow, how could Jesus be so dismissive of his mother?" What did he say? "For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." That was a compliment to Our Lady. Of the highest order, it was a compliment to her, because she obviously had done the will and continued to do the will of God, thus making her in every way, not only physically, spiritually, and the model for us all, his mother and our mother as well. So everyone who does the will of God is a brother and sister and mother to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are members of his family. In the gospel acclamation today from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, "Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have revealed to little ones the mystery of the kingdom." You know, there is great benefit in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. There isn't anything to brag about. Faith is a free gift given to us if we are willing to accept it. And the higher the world holds us in esteem, honestly, probably the smarter we are, the more gifted we are, sometimes the more difficult it is to accept the fact that we need God. I need God. In the most difficult times of life, I am reminded of how much I need God. When things are going well, sometimes, quite frankly, even someone like me, someone as small as I am in the eyes of the world, sometimes even I forget that I need God. It seems that I'm accomplishing all of it on my own. And then a difficulty comes and reminds me again that I need God, that I belong to God, that I can't do it without God, that I can accomplish anything with Christ, but I can't accomplish anything without him, anything of value. And so we go to him, and we want to live out our lives in his will, that we might be counted as family members of his. We see in St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews today, chapter 10, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me," speaking of Jesus, "and burnt offerings and sin offerings you took no delight. Then I said, as it is written in the scroll of me, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First he says, St. Paul points out, I come to do your will. But first he says, sacrifices and offerings, burnt offering and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offset according to the law. Then he says, behold, I come to do your will. He takes away the first covenant to establish the second. It can't be done by sacrifices and oblations. It has to be done by uniting our will to God. And that is the only way. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Brothers and sisters, we cannot do it in our own strength. We cannot do it in our own wisdom. We can't do it by our own purposing the thing to do it. We need to set our minds, our hearts, and our spirits in line with the will of God, that we might accomplish the will of God, and in that way be counted as a member of the household of God, a family member of the household of God. Will. Our word for today.
Great news. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your updates. And the word of the day from Dave Vacherez. We'll play that every day here on Catholic Connection, one of our new features. And we come back, we're going to be visiting with the Archdiocese of Detroit and some insight on some very important information we need as we go through our lives. We'll be right back. On a busy Tuesday morning, it's January 28th, the Feast of the Great St. Thomas Aquinas. Deanna Cortese is AOD's Outreach Director for Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services. Deanna, thanks for your patience this morning. There's some very important workshops that are coming up, free end-of-life workshops, and we appreciate all that you do to help folks. Give us, first of all, the housekeeping details, Deanna, when these are taking place. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Good morning, Teresa. Thank you so much for having me on. So we have a series of these workshops planned throughout the Tri-County area. We have 13 planned right now and then probably another 10 or so planned towards the end of the year. And like I said, there's convenient locations located all throughout Metro Detroit, different times and opportunities for someone to participate. And as you mentioned, all of these workshops are at no cost to anyone that would like to participate.
Why are these so important to offer to Catholics and other concerned Christians, do you think?
Yeah, so our core purpose at Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services is to help our families experience the Catholic faith during an end-of-life journey. And this is a hard conversation for families to have. No one wants to talk about death, even though we all know that it's going to happen. But it can be a hard conversation to have with your loved ones. This can mean guiding a family for someone that's experienced a loss, and we're meeting with them during that time to make those arrangements. But it can also mean guiding a family who wants to prearrange all of those details to ensure their wishes are met and to protect their family, and doing it in a Catholic way that honors our faith and the beautiful traditions that our Catholic faith allows and brings to us.
Do you think part of it, Deanna, is that there are so many decisions to make in the first few hours after a person dies?
So there really are. When we are out in the community, we share with our families that when someone passes away, there's about 125 decisions that need to be made within the first 24 hours. And that's very difficult. You're grieving, you're missing that person, and to have to make those decisions on the spot can cause a lot of additional unnecessary anxiety in a time you really should be coming together with your family to grieve and comfort one another.
Now, I understand there's also going to be some other helpful organizations there to walk people through this process, including Lions Catholic Credit Union. I know that funerals can be very, very expensive, and it kind of, I think, frightens people in terms of the cost if that person has not planned correctly for or put some money aside for the funeral.
Exactly. So we've been going out into the community since about 2013, doing these educational seminars at the cemetery, about the cemetery. And what we found is there's other aspects that are really important that families consider as well. So we've been planning about the last year, and we've brought together some of Metro Detroit's best Catholic organizations to help us to ensure families consider every part of that planning that they're going to need when the time comes. So as you mentioned, we have Alliance Catholic Credit Union, who comes in and talks about trusts and wills and things of financial nature that someone may need to know. We have Angela Hospice, which is the Catholic hospice organization in this area, and talks about what hospice is, what palliative care is, what they need to know if they encounter a time that they may need the service. We have the Catholic Foundation that is joining us that talks about planned giving. Many people like to give to their favorite organizations, such as St. Jude or the Humane Society, which is beautiful. But there's also opportunities to give back to your parish or other Catholic organizations, starting a scholarship that families don't know about. We've included Lourdes Senior Living Center, who is also partnered recently with Angela Hospice. It's a Catholic senior living facility that has independent living, memory care, and all types of care that your loved one or yourself may need at some point. And then we also have a representative from the Archdiocese of Detroit who comes in and discusses the dignity of life, covering topics like assisted suicide and what we believe as Catholics. And then, of course, the cemetery talks about, being laid to rest on sacred and consecrated ground among fellow believers. We have a priest that joins us and talks about the beauty of the rites. And then we have a funeral home that joins us as well to cover all of the things that you need to know about the funeral home. So it's really all-encompassing of everything anyone would need to know.
And is there one link, Deanna, that folks can go to find out about these workshops?
Yeah, so if you go to AOD, for Archdiocese of Detroit, AOD.org/end-of-life-workshop, you'll see the list of workshops. You can pick a time and a place that you'd like to sign up for. or you can call our office at Holy Sepulchre Cemetery at 248-350-1900, and we can help you register through that phone number as well.
This is so helpful, Deanna, because you brought together all the experts in one place for people, as opposed to going here, there, and everywhere and trying to figure it all out on your own.
Exactly. And we've done, we've held two so far the last couple weekends, and the response has been wonderful. And participants have the opportunity to not only hear a talk and some information from each of these organizations, but they also have time to visit their tables and ask further questions and get further information that they can take back to make sure that all of this information is in one place. They'll receive a document guide or in a planning guide that they can keep all of their documents in one place that they'll take away after this, and then just start those important conversations with their families.
I'm glad to hear they're well attended, because a lot of times folks don't want to talk about this because it can be very depressing. But at the same time, it's actually a very pro-life thing to do, especially when you realize that the Archdiocese is reminding us of the importance of the dignity of the human person from womb to tomb, right?
Absolutely. It's something that's in our society, as we know. We live in a volatile society where this is forgotten time and time again, and especially for our faithful Catholic that may have families that are no longer practicing and their wishes are not carried out. And I always share that we've had a priest tell me one time that every Catholic deserves that privilege of those funeral rites, the Catholic Mass, a burial in a Catholic cemetery. So this gives them that information so that they can share that with the people that will be making those decisions for them.
So how are you getting the word out, in addition, obviously, to being here, and I know you were on Detroit, there's a great article on DetroitCatholic.com, but how are you spreading the word? Because this is such valuable information for people, Deanna.
Yeah, so we've got these great partnerships, as I mentioned, with all of the organizations. So they're sharing it with all of their, their lists and their social media. It is also on Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Facebook page, our website. We have some flyers that are out there, but I just encourage people if they want more information to go to that aod.org/end-of-life-workshop, and everything that they'll need to know is easily accessible to them right there.
How long have you been doing these programs, because these workshops? Because, again, it's so important to have everybody in one place to be able to ask the questions you need to ask.
So we took about a year to put all of this in place, and we kicked off our inaugural workshop 2 weeks ago at St. Cyril and Methodius in Sterling Heights, and we had about 60 participants at that workshop. This past weekend, we were at Our Lady Star of the Sea in Grosse Pointe. We had another great attendance, and like I said, we have 13 more locations that are set up, and we continue to add those, and those will run through the end of the year.
Now, the next one is coming up on February 15th in the morning. That's a Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12. That's over in the Rochester Hills area, north of Detroit, St. Andrew's Parish. And then the following week, Our Lady of the Woods in Woodhaven, Most Holy Redeemer in Detroit on March 1st, March 8th, St. Mary of the Immaculate Conception in Monroe. On the 22nd, St. Francis Cabrini in Allen Park. The 29th of March, St. Patrick Parish, White Lake. April 5th, Sacred Heart Parish in Dearborn. And then May 3rd, St. Fabian's in Farmington Hills. May 10th, Hugo of the Hills, Bloomfield Hills, St. Andre Bissett Parish, and Ecorse on the 17th. And the last one so far for this season will be on June 7th at the St. Pio of Petrolatina Parish on the east side in Roseville. So what's great about this is you're covering, I mean, the Archdiocese is huge. I mean, it's very vast in terms of, going all the way up to the Port Huron area and then back down to the Downriver area in Monroe. But you've covered a great deal of territory here, east side, west side, north and south, all around the town, as the song says.
Yeah, so it's important for us to make sure that we are serving all of the people in the Archdiocese of Detroit. And I want to say, even if it's not at your parish, these are meant to be host parishes, and all of the priests and the parish staff at these locations are welcoming anybody to come in as the host site. So if you're not from that particular parish or that area and that date doesn't work for you, we encourage you just to pick another location or a time that does work best for you. So there would be something for, anyone at any time.
It must be very satisfying for you and your ministry to see people connect the dots and to breathe a sigh of relief when they realize that this is all doable, that they can handle this.
It really is, Teresa. I've been praying a prayer for quite some time as I've been working at the cemeteries, so just asking Lord to graciously guide the work of our hands. And I just, his hand has been in this completely through this entire journey of just bringing all of these organizations together. As I was sitting in the first workshop, just looking around, thinking, gosh, we have these beautiful Catholic organizations who are steeped in faith and committed to sharing that faith and their mission and ministry with the people of the Archdiocese of Detroit. And I think it's the first time that this has been done. And it was just a beautiful thing to see, to share collectively that mission and ministry that we all are so appreciative and grateful and blessed by.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you for this. It's a beautiful ministry and one that's very needed. We've been chatting with Deanna Cortese, AOD's Outreach Director for Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services, regarding upcoming workshops, and they're taking place right now through the middle of June. And Deanna, give us the link one more time before we let you go.
Absolutely. It's aod.org/end-of-life-workshop. And if I may, Teresa, mention two of our cemetery locations, Holy Sepulchre in Southfield and Our Lady of Hope in Brownstown, have also been designated as official pilgrimage site.
Yes, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, that's good. Great point. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. So we invite anyone and everyone to come to our cemetery sites. We have booklets that will guide you through what you can do to obtain certain indulgences throughout this beautiful year of Jubilee of Hope.
Beautiful. Deanna, thank you so much. Appreciate your great ministry and your caring for so much from womb to tomb of the pro-life cause. We'll be right back on a Tuesday morning edition. It's 8:53, Catholic Connection. Stay tuned. More great programming coming up.
If you're looking for a meaningful gift this Christmas and New Year's, give your loved one the experience of getting away with Jesus to grow in their faith. St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt offers weekend retreats for men, women, young adults, engaged couples, and married couples, with available dates as soon as January 10th. Call 517-669-8321 or visit stfrancis.ws today to give a gift that will echo in eternity.
It's time for Family Man with Dr. Gregory Popcha.
Household chores aren't just tasks that need to be done. They're a way for family members to learn to take care of each other. Families who create daily working together rituals don't see tasks like washing dishes or cleaning up the family room or folding laundry simply as things to do. By doing them together, these tasks become a way for family members to say, "I love you, and you can count on me to show up, not just for the fun stuff, but all the other stuff too." Family working together rituals help families connect around caring for each other and their home. And that's one reason family rituals for working together are such an important part of Catholic family life. To discover more ways your family can celebrate the liturgy of domestic church life, check out the newest editions of Parenting with Grace and visit CatholicCounselors.com. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, but you can call me Family Man.
To discover more ways faith can enrich your life, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
How would you like to celebrate the Divine Mercy at the Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Poland on Divine Mercy Sunday? Well, you can. Steve Ray here, inviting you to join us in Poland as we follow the footprints of John Paul II, Maria Faustina, and Maximilian Kolbe. Daily Mass at the most iconic, beautiful churches and delicious local foods. Join us in April for Divine Mercy Sunday in Poland.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Don't forget the five reasons to go to World Marriage Day this year. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, February 16th, worldmarriageday.org. It's affordable, it's fun and faithful, it sets an example. You need a date night, and it's a mini marriage retreat. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinque. Five reasons why you need to go to World Marriage Day. Worldmarriageday.org. Check it out right now. Coming up, we are going to be talking to an amazing woman. She is incredible. I interviewed her on Friday at the March for Life. I'm so excited to have her back on the program to dive more deeply into her own testimony, which is incredible, which I found out on the riser right before I interviewed her. Erica Steinmiller Perdomo. She's a legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. We're going to also dive in more deeply in one segment with her regarding some of these incredibly positive decisions from the new administration supporting life. Big stuff. We'll talk about that. And then the one, the only, Father Mike Schmitz from Bulldog Catholic, of course, and the Catechism in a Year and the Bible in a Year, is joining us for two segments this morning at 28 minutes past the hour. Speaking of great retreats and events that'll do your marriage and your family good, the Grand Hotel Getaway, the Grand Getaway as we call it, early August. It is going to be beautiful on stunning Mackinac Island, and we'll tell you about a discount. I never met a sale I didn't like. That's coming up in about, about half hour from now. Father Michael Schmitz, the one, the only. Thanks for tuning in. It's Catholic Connection, and we go to the international and national segment of the show up next.